Houston, say again, please.
Houston, we've had a problem. We've had a main beam bus undervolt.
Roger, main beam undervolt. Okay, stand by, 13, we're looking at it.
Okay, right now, Houston, the voltage is looking good. And we had a pretty large bang associated with the caution and warning there. And as I recall, BB was the one that had a amp spike on it once before.
Roger, Fred.
And in the interim here, we're starting to go ahead and button up the tunnel again.
Roger.
Yeah, that jolt must have rocked the sensor on see now in O2 quantity 2. It's was oscillating down around 20 to 60%. Now it's full scale high again.
Roger.
And Houston, we had to restart on our computer. We have pink light and the restart reset.
Roger, restart and our pink light. Restart on the pink
okay.
Reset.
And I'm looking at our surface module RCS helium 1. We have B is bubble pool and D is bubble pool. Helium 2, B is bubble pool and secondary propellant. So I have A and C bubble pool. T mag temperatures.
Okay, AC2 is showing tip. I'm trying to reconfigure on that, Jack.
Roger.
Yeah, we got a. Main bus A undervolt now, too, Sean.
Main A undervolt.
It's reading about 25.5. Main B's reading zip right now.
Stand by one, Jim. 13 Houston, we'd like you to attempt to reconnect fuel cell 1 to main A and fuel cell 3 to main B. Verify that quad delta is open.
Okay, Houston, I'm showing, I tried to reset, and fuel cell 1 and 3 are both showing gray flags, but they're both showing zip on the flows.
We copy. 13 Houston, we'd like you to open circuit fuel cell 1. Leave 2 and 3 as is.
Okay, I'll get to work on that.
Can I listen to you looking out the hatch that we are venting something? We are venting something out into space.
Roger, we copy your venting.
It's a gas of some sort.